We're about to start the fifth midah. The time of the Torah lehechzig load apoy. Just some finishing thoughts in conclusion of the midah of last week, which was the fourth midah lisheris nachlosoy, where the Torah of the Torah developed the thought that the midah of lisheris nachlosoy means that Kodesh Baruch Hu basically conducts himself towards Bnei Yisrael as being relatives, as being related, relatives of the highest order. And he points out that there are many different expressions in Shir HaShirim, which each specifies a different nekuda of a relationship, whether it's biti, achoisi, imi, or being a spouse, kibiochel. The relationship is a husband and wife relationship between Klal Yisrael and Rabbeinu Shalom. And he went on to say that the same way also, because being that this is a midah, it means we have to emulate Hashem. That means all of Bnei Yisrael actually are also one, united, and they are related. And he points out and says this is also a factual metzias, not just a hanhoge, not just a matter of behavior. He says that kach ha'odom im chaveroi kol Yisrael hem she'er bosor elu me'elu mipten shan shomois kelulois yachad, because all of the neshamas basically are united. And he points out that yesh bozeh chelik zeh ubezeh chelik zeh, that each neshama has a chelik of another yid's neshama and vice versa. So as a result, the feelings and the hargoshim that one yid should have to another should be in the same way that he has concern for himself, as he concludes later and says, lochein royu lo'odom li'yischofetz b'toivotzish chaveroi. A man should always desire for the benefit of his fellow, ve'einoi toiv al toivos chaveroi, he should have a good eye. And the honor of one's friend should be the same as his own. Because why? Because sharehu hu mamish, because he's mamish the same. Talmud Torah also developed, you might remember, and he said that b'chol tzarosam lo yitzar, that being that we are relatives, as it were, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every time that a yid is bitzar, in a certain sense, Hashem himself is pained. Of course, this is a metaphor type of a way, but just to give us an understanding, this is the type of a moshel. And therefore the Torah Medvar says, Hashem says, what do I gain by punishing Klal Yisrael? Because by punishing them it's as if I'm hurting myself. Because Klal Yisrael and Hashem are again identified as being as one. And so we pointed out, as a matter of fact, from the Nefesh HaChaim, last week we had on the tzettel that the Nefesh HaChaim of Chaim Elozhe says that in truth that when a yid is mispalo and he wants to have the surest way for his tefillah to be effective, to remove pain and so on and so forth, is not to be mispalel for his own pain, but as it were, for the golus hashchina, for the pain that the shchina endures when a yid is in pain. And if Hashem, therefore, in order to remove his tefillah, if his concern is for Hashem's pain, it automatically means that his own pain has to be removed as well, because his pain and Hashem's pain are connected. Kol zman a yid's pain is there, then Hashem's pain would also be there. And if he is mispalel on behalf of Hashem's pain, so that is a higher level of a tefillah, that even the mekatrigim, those who want to interfere with a man's tefillah, mekatrigim only interfere when you're being mispalel for your own sake, for your own benefit. So you have all the forces, you have all the accusers saying, why do you deserve that your tefillah should be accepted in such a case, and so on and so forth. But if one is mispalel on behalf of Hashem, well, who can stand in the way of that tefillah? And Hashem's pain, in order to be removed, is connected with your pain. So memelo, therefore, this would be in a successful way of being mispalel. Just want to mention that this idea that the Nefesh HaChaim says that a person's focus should be not on his own pain, but really his main focus should be on the Golos HaShechina, that the pain of B'chol Tzarosom Lo Yitzar, as we pointed out. The Torah Medvar brought that posik, because Baruch Hu basically has Tzar and feels the pain of each and every Yid. So when Yid are in Golos, we know the Kabbalistic term is Shechinta Begalusa, that the Shechina is also in Golos. Not that the Shechina is enjoying itself up there and only we are in Golos. As a matter of fact, when Yidna are in Golus, the Shechina itself is also, as it were, in Golus. And therefore, the Moranayim, the Nochem Chernobyl, like it says in his Sefer in Parshas Nosoi, he brings it down b'shem the Magid. That the Magid says, when the Mishnah says in Brochis, the attitude, the Mishnah says how a Yid is supposed to prepare for davening. You're ready to daven before Hashem. So of course, the simple meaning, the Mishnah says, Ein oim dem uspalel, Brochis daflamed omet beiz, Ein oim dem uspalel, el metoich koivid rosh. Person, when he stands before Hashem, has to basically focus, have his mind, a seriousness, has to prepare and be aware of to whom he's being davening, to whom he's davening for, and who is the source of his Yeshua, the source of his salvation. That's what Kovid Rosh means. A person really had to prepare, had to have the proper mindset. Kovid Rosh. So the Moir Naim says, B'shem the Magid of Mezrich, who is of course the successor to the Baal Shem Tov, that he says, we know that in Chazal, the Shechina is called Rosh. Rosh is a metaphor, as a moshel, the head. What is the head? What is the highest? What is the highest above everything else? That's the Shechina. So the Shechina, which represents, of course, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we, again, we quoted the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav, where the Gemara says, B'zman Shodom Sharu B'tzar, at the time when a man is in Tzar, Shechina Mo'omeris, what does the Shechina say? Kolani Me'roishi. We see the Lashon Roishi, that the Shechina says, as it were, I feel pain myself, my head is heavy, my arm is heavy. And we explained a little bit of that last week already. But we see the Kolani Me'roishi. In any case, Baal Roishi, we say Shechina Scale. We say in the Krishma Shalamito, Baal Roishi. Shechina is connected to Roish. So the Magid said that in Oimdem Lispalel, a Yid goes to Davn Elam Toch Kovid Roish. Think about the heaviness of the Shechina. Think about the pain of the Shechina. Roish meaning the Shechina. If you focus that way, then of course you break through a path in order for your tefillahs really to be miskabel, and they should really be accepted. And a matter of fact, Chodesh Kislev, Chodesh Tevis, which is the Chodesh, both of them, Chodesh of Chanukah, the end of Kislev and the beginning of Tevis, so the Bnei Yisrael actually brings down and says that the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Chof, it says, Al Hashem, Batzarosi li korosi vayaneini. So he says, El Hashem betzarosi li. When I have tzar, El Hashem, he says, korosi. My main focus, my cry is not mainly on my own tzar, but El Hashem. And what do I achieve by that? Vayaneini. As a result, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, I am zoichet, and in fact, that my tefillahs will be answered. In any case, that being in the same way the Talmud Dvar brought out, the same way that the Shechina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are related, L'she'eris Nachlosoi, that they are one, in the same way, all of Klal Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Hem She'er Bosar Eilu Im Eilu, because the Neshama is Akhlulis Yachad. And matter of fact, that's how we explain V'haftol Re'acho Kamoicho, because Re'acho and Kamoicho is really one. That's the idea, V'haftol Re'acho Kamoicho. It's interesting to point out a fascinating thing that the Shloah HaKodesh says. The Shloah HaKodesh says, you realize that the Pasuk says in Shemois, it says, Ve'le Shemois ben Elevi. And the Pasuk says, Ve'le Shemois ben Elevi, points out the Shloah HaKodesh, if you analyze the names, if you analyze the nature of the names that Levi gave to his children, for example, you have Gershon, Kohos, and Merori. These are the names that Levi named his children. Says the Shloah HaKodesh, a fascinating thing. Levi, as it were, as you know, was not in Golas Mitzrayim. Levi was not part of Shivat Mitzrayim. But nevertheless, says the Shloah HaKodesh, in spite of the fact that Levi was not actually part of the Shivat Mitzrayim, they were exempted. They had a deferment. But they felt the tsar of their brothers. They felt the tsar of Klal Yisrael. That in fact, that they are under the oppression, under the heavy work, under the load of Mitzrayim, in order to express their tzar, that in fact that they feel for the pain and the tzar of all the other Yidden. What did Levi do? He named each son, defining an aspect of Golas Mitzrayim. And the Shloah says this, Gershon. Why is Gershon called Gershon? Says the Shloah Kodesh, Gershon al Shem ki geirim hem be'eretz lo'elohem. Because the Yidden, unfortunately, they were driven into a land which is lo'elohem. They were in Golas at the time. So in order to express their tzar, although Levi, as it were not part of the actual Shibud, but nevertheless, Levi names his son, one of them Gershon, Loshin Geiris, because of the fact, Ki Geirim Hem Beretz Lelohem. And Kohos is from the Loshin we see in the Haggadah, Hak Hei Eshinov. Meaning to say, the pain is when one cannot really enjoy one's food because one's teeth is blunted and so on and so forth. When a person really is bitzar, when a person really is in pain, then one cannot really enjoy a meal properly. There is no appetite. The idea is kohos from the Loshon hakei yeshinov shishineim keyos, that their teeth were blunted, and merori is kipshutoi vayemoru is chayeim. For the inyan, for the thought of vayemoru is chayeim, Levi names the other son. He names him with the name of merori. And the Shloah HaKodesh says this clearly tells us again the importance of the attitude that one yid should have to another yid. That one cannot sit back comfortably, that my house is in order, things are going fine with me, but one should really be sensitive to the pain, to the pain that other Yidden are going through. And that has become again demonstrated, as we see Taki by Levi. And this is the idea that is formulated by the Toimer Devaira, that the truth is that Kol Yisrael Hem She'er Bosar Elu Melu, they are really like one. And as a result, one should really feel the pain of the other. It's a very fascinating thing when Moshe Rabbeinu, actually in Parsha Shemois, when he's floating around in the teva, in the box, in Basya Basparei, she comes and the Pasuk says, Vatiftach, she hears, she sees there's a basket floating, Vatiftach Vitareyu Esayelet Vinenar Boiche. She opens up the basket and she sees that there is a young boy. She sees a young boy is crying, Vatachmoy Lolov, and she had Rachmonos, Vatoyme, she said, Miyaldo Ivrimze. And it's quite obvious, you know, when you see the Loshen, which the Gemara actually has inside, it says, Vatiftach Vatireyu Esayelet, Yelet is a baby, a child, Vinenar Boiche. Nar is a mature boy, a mature youth. And the Pasuk says she saw a yeled, and in fact, who's crying? Vineinar boiche. Clearly, it's two different time zones in the development of a child between a yeled and a nar. And here we're talking about the same child. Torah switching between the description, calling him a yeled and calling him a nar, which is more mature. So it's an amazing thing. If you take a look, vineinar boiche, Balaturim says the child that was crying was not Moshe. Hear this? Nar Boiche is referring, he says, to a young child that was with Moshe Rabbeinu. Who is that? So he says, Nar was Aaron HaKohen. And he says, the Balaturim says, and he is the one really who is able to find, to fathom these secrets, he says, Take Vihine Nar Boiche is the Gematria Ze Aaron HaKohen. Vihine Nar Boiche, he says, the Gematria Ze Aaron HaKohen. Which means to say, that Aharon HaKohen was crying for his brother. V'hine nar boiche. Who was the one that was in trouble? Moshe was in trouble. Bisya bas Paroi, what does she see? She sees in the child that there is a child. Vatereyus Ayelet, she sees there's a baby. However, v'hine nar boiche. But the one that's crying is Aharon HaKohen. Says Basya bas Paroi, Vatoyme miyaldo ivrimze. It must be a Jew. Because only a Jew has the sensitivity to cry for the pain of others. It's an amazing word. Because that is the definition. That is the sign. That is the foundation of a Yid. That's what the Talmud Devarim says. Roy Lodom li yeschofet b'toivosei shel chaveroi. The toiv of your chaver should be the same as your own. She sees the yelid. Yelid is Moshe Rabbeinu. But the one who's crying is someone else who's not in trouble. Ebenezer Aaron HaKohen. And HaKohen is able to cry for the pain of his brother. There has to be a Yid. A Yid is capable of crying for the pain of his brother, of his Jewish brother. That's what we see. And let me just tell you that a number of years ago, that there was a person who was actually was a guest of honor at a charity function, and he says the following true story. He says that he was walking down a dimly lit street one evening, and he hears muffled screams, he says, coming from behind a clump of bushes. So he's very alarmed, so he says, so he slowed down to listen, and he stopped in his tracks, because he realized that the sound that he was hearing was a struggle. He hears heavy grunting and groaning, frantic, scuffling, and he sees that in the dark, he couldn't tell, but there was a person being thrown to the ground. Then he says, yards away, he recognized that this was a woman that was being attacked, and the man said that my first thought was, should I really get involved? As a matter of fact, he rebuked himself. This is the first time that he took a different path home from shul. He was on the way home from shul. He takes a different path. Had he gone on his usual path, he wouldn't have seen this. He wouldn't have encountered this. But he took a different path, and now he encounters this situation. And he says to himself, so what should happen? I should get involved. I might end up in a hospital, he says, or maybe worse. He says, it becomes another statistic. And so on and so forth. Maybe I should run to the nearest phone, he says, and call the police. He says he only had a few seconds to make up his mind, because things that were going on there behind the bushes seemed to be quite serious. And he says he recognized that the cries were growing weaker. So he realized, and he said, I knew I had to act fast, very quickly. And he said to himself, he says, how can I walk away from this? And he decided, he says, no, he resolves, I can't turn my back. He says, even if it meant risking my own life. Maisa Shoya. So he says, I have to confess, I'm not a brave man. He said, I'm not athletic. I don't know where I found the courage, nor where I found the physical strength, But once I resolved that I have to help this woman in distress, he says, so it became, he says, like strangely transformed into a different person. All of a sudden, a surge of energy, as if coming from nowhere, enveloped him. And he says he ran behind the bushes and he pulled the assailant away from the woman, and grappling, he says, we fell to the ground and so on and so forth. They wrestled for a few minutes and the attacker jumped up and ran away. He says, after a moment, he says, I approached, he says, the young woman, who was crouched behind a tree sobbing in the darkness. He says, I could hardly, he says, he could see her outline. But I saw that, of course, she was trembling with shock. So he says, to calm her down, says, it's okay. He says, it's okay, he said, soothingly. He said, the man ran away. He says, you're safe now. It didn't take long for him to see it was his own daughter. It was his own daughter. The guest of honor's point was at the dinner, when you help others, you never know, you're really helping yourself. You think you're helping others, but the life that you save is really happens to be one of your own. And that's the idea. And that's really what the Talmud Devar is saying. Toivosa shel chaveroi, in tsaroi shel chaveroi, is really your own tsar, and really is your own toiva. So this is really, again, this is the midah of l'sheiris nachlosoi. So now, Rabbeisai, we move to the fifth midah, v'herzik lo'ad apoi. The fifth midah of Hashem is v'herzik lo'ad apoi, which means Hashem does not retain or contain his wrath forever. The kas, as it were, or the anger or the wrath of Hashem does not last forever. Says the Talmud Devar, says, Zu, this fifth midah is midah acheres. He says, this is another midah, sha'afilo ho'odo ma'chzik b'cheit. The intent of this midah is, and again, let's remember, every midah that we learn about Hashem really means that we, therefore, have to try to emulate that midah as much as possible. That is the point of mentioning all of these midahs of Hashem. Because once we become aware what the midahs of Hashem are, then it behooves us to follow, b'holachto b'drochov, to follow in the same ways. So this midah tells us, sha'afilo ho'odo ma'chzik b'cheit, that even man on the one hand still continues and he persists in sinning, but Almighty the Rabbeinu Shloim does not necessarily do the same thing, does not necessarily contain or retain his anger. And v'im yachzik, and even when Hashem does retain it, loy lo ad, it will not be forever, elo yevatel kasoy. What Hashem will actually do, he will nullify, he will break his anger, as it were, afilu shlo yoshiv odom. We'll explain that soon. That even if man does not repent, it is yitochem that Hashem will break his anger. Now, you know the lashon yivatel. Hashem will actively break his anger. You see, because by human beings, many times, when a person had reason to be angry, but if a year goes by, or 2 years, or 5 years, 10 years, time simply is a healer, and the kas just disappears by itself. It's not that man actually broke his anger, but rather time took care of it naturally. By Hashem, that's not possible. Because by Hashem, Hashem never forgets. 10 years, 20 years, it doesn't make a difference. Infinity, doesn't make a difference. So Hashem has to actively, yivatel kasa. Hashem has to actually do something. Whereas by man, kas and so on, emotions can just subside by themselves after a while. They're not fueled anymore, so they just disappear. Time. However, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing. Time's going to take care of it. Therefore, he says, Yevatel Kasai. Hashem actually will be Mevatel his Kas. He will do something to nullify that Kas, even if a person does not repent. Where do you find that? Kemoi Shemotzinu B'yemei Yerovam Ben Yoyosh. We find Yerovam Ben Yoyosh was one of the Malchi Yisrael. Sheherzer HaKodesh Baruch Hu Gevul Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually restored the borders of Eretz Yisrael. It's brought down the Malachim that some of the borders of Eretz Yisrael were taken away by Melech Aram, by the king of Aram. Ultimately, the borders were restored. Through whom? It was restored in the time of Yerovam ben Yoyosh. And Yerovam ben Yoyosh did not have much to his credit, because Veheim hoyu oivdei agolim. Because you have to realize that they were actually oivdei agolim, they were worshippers of idols. And yet, v'richam aleihem, Hashem had rachmonis on the Yidden, v'lo yishavu. And at that time, they did not even repent. So the obvious question is, if Yidden were oivdei avodah zarah, and in addition to that, they didn't repent, imkein lo marichem. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have Rachmanis on them? Bishvil Midezu, says the Toy Medvar, you know why? Hashem had Rachmanis on them in spite of the fact that they didn't do tshuva, because of this fifth midah. The midah that's titled Loi Herzik Lo Ad Apoi. Loi Herzik Lo Ad Apoi, Kodesh Baruch Hu does not retain his wrath eternally. Adrab, not only he does not retain it, he weakens it, mamish, machlish apoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, alleviates it. He weakens it. Im hayois shadayin hachet kayim. Even though the chet, the avera, the sin still exists, enoy manish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not punish immediately. Ela mitzape umerachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, he just hopes and waits for the possibility that ula yeshuvu, that maybe they will do tshuva. Vahayne, and this in fact is the meaning that it says in Tehillim, the following posik, it says, Loilo netzach yoriv, v'loilo oilam yitor, which means, Loilo netzach yoriv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not do battle forever, v'loilo oilam yitor, nor will HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever continuously bear grudges. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not bear the grudges forever. Elo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaheg, HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with both midos, meaning barakus ubekashus, right? With softness, with tenderness, and with harshness. But whatever midah Hashem chooses to use, in other words, whether it's rachus or kashus, hakul l'toivis Yisrael, it is all for the benefit of Eden. The idea is to be Meira Yidin to do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the alarm signals. These are the various pain, the various sorrows, the various situations that befall a person. The idea is to be Me'ira a Yid to tshuva, to bring him to repent. So Kaponim, as he points out, that we find because of the midah of Lo Herzik Lo Ad Apoi, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's possible he will have Rachmanis even on Oivdei Avodah Zarah, because waiting and waiting for them to do tshuva. And therefore, being that we find this Hanhoge, which we'll soon discuss a little bit more in detail, being that we find this Hanhoge regarding the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself, so again, now we have the chiyuv to try v'holachto bedrochov, to emulate Hashem, to follow in His ways. So v'zu mido. So in fact, this is a very befitting, right, mido re'uya l'odom lehisnaig bo'im chaveirov. So now we should also try to emulate, as it was with all of the other midos, that the idea is that man should try to follow b'derech Hashem. Here too, as he points out, that person should try to be misnayik, conduct himself toward his fellows, afilu shuhu rishoye lohoichiach b'yisurim eschaveiro oyez bonot. Even though, of course, a person is permitted to reprimand his friend or his children severely, v'hei misyasrim. Now these words, v'hei misyasrim, is not very clear, the difference of opinion of these words, exactly how it fits in. According to some, it means to say is, v'hei misyasrim means, many times you tried punishment, and they still didn't do tshuva. So what's the next step? You have two choices. The next step is to try to compound the punishment, or to multiply, or to magnify the punishment, to exert even more severe, more harsher punishment. However, Hashem goes the other way. In fact, if Hashem tried the way of punishment, as it were, giving the man a chance, and yet, still, it did not do anything. The message did not meet its goal. Says the Toma Devoira, so even a punishment did not take care of the situation, did not solve the problem. Between Olam L'Chaveiroi, this is not a reason to intensify the reprimand. Nor should you continue to persist in your anger. Afilu shekoas, even though you are angry, don't persist in it. Ela yivatlenu, like we saw by Kodesh Baruch Hu mentioned, that Hashem will do actively to be mevatel his kas. V'lo yachzik lo ad apoy, and he will not contain his wrath eternally. Gam im hu af hamuter liodom. Now he goes further. Even if it's a type of a wrath which is permissible for man, as he's going to now explain, there are situations where, according to halacha, one is permitted to hate another. When is that possible? So here we have a posik, and this is based upon a gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. What does the gemara say? Kein sheperishu. Let's take a look and analyze a posik. And again, we'll discuss it a little bit in detail soon. Kein sheperishu. Like we find that Chazal have explained the following posik. The posik tells us, Kisira chamoir soinacho. that if you happen to observe that the chamor, the donkey of Soinacho, what is Soinacho? An enemy. Soine means someone that you hate. So the animal of someone that you hate, you notice that Reivetz Tachas Ma'asoi. You see that the animal is, unfortunately, it is lying under its burden. It's crouching. It's a heavy burden. And obviously the animal needs and waits for the burden to be alleviated. But this happens to be the animal of your Soine. It's the animal of your Soine. So beforehand, so the Torah says, in spite of the fact that he is your soine, there's a mitzvah of prika, there's a mitzvah of to alleviate, to remove the load, and there's also a mitzvah to in it, to help someone load. Two separate mitzvahs. Prika, it's called, unloading, and to in it. Here the case, again, it's kisira chamoyer soinacho. You see that the animal really is breaking his knees right under the heavy load. Reivetz tachas masoi. So Chazal asked the simple question. First of all, how is a yid allowed to hate another yid, bechlal? So the question is, Mahi Hasina Hazois? What is the cause of this hatred? The question is deeper. He doesn't mean just what is the cause. It means, on what basis would one be allowed to have a soine, a feeling of calling him a soine? So he says, based upon, this is clearly the Gemara, he's not answering it himself. This is a quote of the Gemara, he's using his own words. So the Gemara says, it's talking about, She'ro'o oisoi oivra aveira. It's talking about a case where you saw a person actually doing an Avera, and we're talking about he did an Avera B'mezid, willfully, knowingly. You saw someone doing an Avera B'mezid. The problem is that this person cannot be condemned by any Beis Din because there are no two witnesses. You're an Eid Echad. Being that you're an Eid Echad, you cannot bear testimony against this person, but you happen to know something. So true, as far as others are concerned, they cannot accept information from you because you're only an Eid Echad, but you yourself do know that this in fact is what happened. So v'hu yochid, you are a yochid, ein yochil lohoid, you are a yochid, and therefore as being an Eid Echad, you cannot go to Bezin to give testimony, and therefore v'soine yoisoi al devar avere, and therefore he hates him because of that sin, because of the avere. So here we have a case, in other words, in oivra avere, someone who's over an Avera B'mezit, someone who's over an Avera B'mezit, and what we're talking about really is someone who's over an Avera B'mezit who was tried and was encouraged to do tshuva, and he's not doing tshuva. He's an over Avera B'mezit. In that sense, it would be permitted al pi'alocha to have sinna against him. It would be permitted al pi'alocha to have sinna, as we'll soon point out. Afilohocha omra Torah, says the Torah. On the one hand, you are permitted to have sin against this person who is an Oivra Avera B'mezid, but Ozoiv Tazav Imoy. But yet, there's a mitzvah to help him. There's a mitzvah to extend chesed to him. The Talmud Vayera has another pshat. Because literally, the simple meaning is Ozoiv Tazav Imoy, to help him in terms of releasing and alleviate the burden from the animal. Ozoiv Tazav Imoy. But the Targum actually says, Shevoik Yas Debeliboch. What it means to say is, try to abandon the anger which is in your heart. In other words, homiletically, if it were, b'derech musar, or b'derech drush, but this is the pnimius hadvarim, ozoiv taza vimoy, is try to have your anger subside. In other words, on the one hand, you have a soine, right? It started out as a soine. It's one that you have a sinner towards him. The fact you have a sinner is because v'soine oisai al dvar avera, but at the same time, it says also there's a mitzvah to try to abandon that anger. And in fact, what should one do? Ela mitzvah lekarev oisoi be'ahava. So even though you realize you're talking about a person who is really a sinner, but the mitzvah is to be mekarev him, to befriend him with love, because ulai yoyel b'derech zeh, because maybe in this way you'll succeed in causing him to do tshuva. Many times we think that by isolating a person, that's the way we're going to be more tshuva, because he's isolated. Oh, he's isolated. Nobody wants to have anything to do with him. So that's one school of thought of how to possibly send him the message. Sanctions. This is the idea. You can have it between Odom and Chaveri also. We're going to sanction him. So you have a situation and a neighborhood gets together against the person. We're going to sanctions. So the Talmud Devari says, you want to get him to do tshuva, be mekarav him b'ahava. Mitzvah lekarav oisa b'ahava. Try to befriend him with love. Ulai yoyel b'derech zeh. On what basis is this? Because behind a mamish midazu loyherzig larapoy. Because this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself. This is the attribute of Hashem. Loyherzig larapoy does not retain his wrath eternally. So what we find out is what the many of the Mefarshim say, that we learn out from here, by the way, also chinuch. How to deal in terms of chinuch of one's children. We find many times that we try to be mechanech a child, we try the strict way. Try the strict way. So we try with strict, and lamaisa, being strict over and over again, we see that it doesn't work. Sometimes it does, but other times it doesn't. So now that we have seen, so a person will say to himself, okay, if I tried to exert punishment and still it's not working, I really shouldn't go the other way. Now try to be nice to him, because then he won. Look, he won. It means that I gave in. I lost and he won. We see the opposite. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make that cheshem. Because Baruch Hu is not worried about that you're going to say that you are victorious over Hashem. Hashem sends punishment many times, and still, it did not bring out the wanted results, the results that we expected to happen. And what the Talmud Devar says, Leherzik l'arapoy, because Baruch Hu tries the other way. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do is, he'll remove punishment, he'll stop punishment. On the other hand, and in fact, the other way, befriend you, shower you with toiva, and this possibly will be the way that is going to bring you back to tshuva. The same with chinuch also. It doesn't work. The strict derech did not work to achieve the results that we wished and hoped to achieve. So you try to be mekarev b'derech ha-toiva by doing toiva, just the opposite. By being mekarev, he said at the end, with ahava, using the derech of ahava. And thereby, this in fact might in fact bring out the results that we hope to achieve. Another thing also we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the point as we're going to see soon regarding the Mahalach of Hashem, it's interesting to point out a fascinating thing. It was many years ago in Eretz Yisrael after Milchemes Sinai, after the Milchemes Sinai, when it came out that the Medina was victorious against tens of thousands of enemies in Oifim Pella, an incredible way. So many of the Frum Yidden really wanted to understand. To understand how is it possible that a Medina, basically, whose leadership at the helm are people who are not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, some of them are even Minim, and so on. How are they zoichet to such tremendous hatzlochim and hashemayim to be victorious shloi kederach hateva against enemies who outnumbered, right, Yidden so many times over, and so on? At that time, Agoyer Reb Cheskel Avramsky got up and he said, it's mefurish in the words of the Novi. Don't be surprised. The Novi is the posik that Reb Cheskel brought, is exactly the inyan that we just learned now in the Talmud Devarim. If you remember again, if you take a look, the Talmud Devar brought out the point of the midah of loherzik lad apoy, because Baruch Hu does not retain his wrath eternally, as we find kemoishu matzino b'mei Yerovam ben Yoyosh, like we find the time of Yerovam ben Yoyosh. Shehirzer Hakadosh Baruch Hu gvul Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu actually restored the borders of Eretz Yisrael, in spite of the fact they were oivda by the Zora. Theheim hoyu oivde Galilim, right? Oivde Agolim, the same thing. V'richam aleihem v'lo yishavu, they didn't do tshuva. When I quote you the posik says in Melachim, just to hear that posik, it's a fascinating posik. The term of the verse just brought down the just the idea of the posik. But if you actually look at the posik itself, very fascinating posik. The posik reads as follows. It says that Yerovam ben Yoyosh was Melech Yisrael. Vayas hora bene Hashem. The posik says he was an evil king. Vayas hora bene Hashem. And the posik says, Loisor mikol chatois Yerovam ben Nevot asher hechtis Yisrael. He was no different than Yerovam ben Nevot. Yerovam ben Nevot goes down to history as being one of the most evil kings. One of the most evil kings, he goes down into history. And the posuk says that Yerovam ben Yoyosh was not much better. Loisor mikol chatois Yerovam ben Nevot asher hechtis Yisrael. In spite of all that he was an evil king, the posuk says that who? That he, Heshiv es Gevul Yisrael, Melavoy Chamos, the borders from the approach of Chamos, at Yom Ho Arova, to the Yam of Arova, Kedvar Hashem Alekha Yisrael, as Hashem had promised through the Novi, Yoyne Ben Amitai HaNovi. Why did Hashem allow that during the reign of Yerovam Ben Yoyosh, who was an evil king, and people were already Avodah Zarah, why did Hashem allow that this the restoration of the borders should happen dafkin that kufa. Why do they deserve it? So the pasuk as follows, and that's the point that Talmud Devorah was making, and that's what the Bechesk Lavamsky said to explain what happened in Sinai. So he says as follows. So the pasuk says, Ki ro Hashem es oni Yisrael moir v'moid. Hashem saw that Yisrael's suffering was very severe. Here the pasuk says, Hashem saw that the suffering of the Yidden was very severe. The Efes Otur, the Efes Ozuv. Hashem saw it with none surviving and none remaining. Vein Ezel Yisrael. And there was nothing but their Chateva to help the Yidden. V'loidiber Hashem limchois es shem Yisrael metachas Hashemayim. The time did not come that they should deserve to be wiped out. So there was one choice, either to save them even l'mala m'der chateva, to do things that didn't happen till now, or they should be destroyed. So even though that Yidden were a matzav of chet, but it was not a situation that deserved them to be annihilated. So what's the etzah? It's what Hashem did therefore. V'yoshiyem b'yad Yerovam ben Yoyosh. So Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fact brought the Yeshua in the time of Yoav ben Yoyosh. So we see, said Rabbi Cheska Avramsky, that we see already in the time of Yerovam, who was a Melech Rosha, he was a Chayte Umachti as Yisrael. He sins, he causes others to sin. And therefore, by the way, that brought the big Tzara. There was a Tzara, Rashi says there, Asher Ovdo Melech Haram, there was a lot of Tzara that he didn't have because of the Averas that happened. But nevertheless, he was Matzliach to save the Yidden from those who attacked them, to bring back the borders that were taken away from them. And what's the reason? The Pasuk says not because of Tzidkas Yisrael, not because of the righteousness of the Eden. The Pasuk clearly makes it clear. They were Matzliach not because of their Tzchusim, not because of their Tzidkas, but rather because Hashem saw only Yisrael. He saw the Tzars that were going through. They saw the Tzars that were going through, and therefore Hashem decided to turn the table, to give them Atzlocha. What does that mean? Talmud Devar explains it. This is Lehechzik Larapoy. We tried punishment. If punishment didn't meet the goal, didn't produce the results we hoped, there's the other derech. The other derech is through toiva, through being mekaris. It is through ahava. So now Hashem goes and turns the table. We tried the other way. We tried the derech hakosher. We tried midas hadin. In Lamaise, Yidden still continued to do what they were doing. So as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went the other way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, V'hir bo l'hoshiv apoy, like we say by Maariv, what does it mean? V'hir bo l'hoshiv apoy, to withdraw the anger, to withdraw, right? V'layoyer koch ha-moesay, not to allow all of the anger to pour out. Why? Because ulai yeshuvu, said the Talmud Devorah. Because maybe this way, in fact, there'll be tshuva. Yidden will be mizbeinim, because you have to understand, through pain, interesting thing, through pain many times, it has the opposite effect, because one's mind is not clear to assess situations when one is in great pain. Where do we find that? What does it say? By when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, V'leishom el Moshe, Mikoytzer Ruach u'mavoy d'kosher. So what do you have? You have it right there. You have it black and white. When it's Mikoytzer Ruach u'mavoy d'kosher, V'leishom el Moshe. The same thing when Yidden are undergoing and experiencing Koytzer Ruach and avoy d'kosher, all the tzaras, all the problems, many times it does not accomplish what we hope to achieve. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the other way, we were zeichet to Yoyer Hashem Pona Velecha, the opposite, we were zeichet to the countenance of Hashem, for Hashem is Mekar of us. He blocks and stops the first Mahalach. He starts a totally new Mahalach, a different way altogether, which is the Mahalach of His Karavus, the Mahalach of showing Ahava to us. And thereby, we see that Hashem removes the Yisurim. He removes the Yisurim. And therefore, a person should realize that this is also his service to do tshuva. It means many times, you know what you learn from here? You learn that we should not be, you know, living under illusions many times. Many times a person has difficult times, and there's a cheshem shemaim while you're undergoing difficult times. All of a sudden, Baruch Hashem, things are going away. Everything is fine. Striking deals left and right. You say, oh, the simony says, I'm doing okay. Maybe just the opposite. This is now the new derech to bring you to tshuva. Because Hashem has two ways. The first way was through midas hadin. And if that somehow didn't work, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'irir you through ahava, through chesed. But the fact that He's giving you chesed is not a sign or a symbol. That means because, as a matter of fact, because you're okay. It's the opposite. To bring you to your senses. The derech Hashem to understand that Hashem is doing this for me through the mid of ahava to encourage me to do tshuva. So one should not misread one's events in one's life, but rather recognize it for what it is and make a true evaluation of oneself and understand what the Tzorech HaShoah is, what he has to do. So this, in fact, this is what the Talmud Devarim says is really our matzif that we go through, the Meshach Yemei HaGolus that we find. We have our ups and downs. Sometimes the Golus is much more serious. It's much more difficult to bear. Then we have quiet times. We have respites of quiet times. And then all of a sudden, it comes to a halt. And we see different situations. This is all the Mahalach of Leherzig Larapoy, because Baruch Hu gives us good times as well. Hopefully that we learn something from the good times. And if still it doesn't work, then the Mahalach keeps going differently again. So Kaponim said, this is the situation that we have here. This is the Mahalach that we have to learn from Leherzig Larapoy. As the Talmud Devarim says, This is the situation that we learn of how to deal. You don't continue midas adin. You don't say, okay, if the first level of punishment doesn't work, so now I'm going to impose stricter punishment. And if that doesn't work, there comes the third level. No, maybe try the other way. Try another way of ahava. This is the way Hashem conducts himself. Midas adin didn't work. Sometimes it does. But if it didn't, Hashem doesn't merely intensify. The other way around, it's leherzik l'arapoy. Kodesh Baruch Hu overturns the Mahalach and gives the other way. Gives the Mahalach of Ahava, the Mahalach of Iskarvis. And the truth is, this is also, Meforshim point out, Matasio Solomon, actually, many years ago, he gave a shir also on Talmud Devar in Lakewood. And he pointed out, this is in Chinuch also. On the one hand, by the way, Shlomo HaMelech says, everybody quotes this pasuk, knows this pasuk, because Mishle Yud Gimel says, Choysech Shiftoi Soine Benoi. Person spares the rod, really hates his child. In other words, you can't just allow a child to have everything he wants, and you have to have discipline. It says, but then he says, which means to say, one who loves his child disciplines him in his youth. So the Shah Solomon points out, so many times you have a father, he strikes his child, and somehow then he goes and strikes him harder and harder and harder. He says, no, you see from here, this is not the way, he says. He tried to discipline him in a harsh way, in a strict way. There was one Mahalach, but maybe, he says, you tried a different way. Now you try a way of Ahava, try the way of Iskarvus, and hopefully you'll find, to your surprise, that matter of fact, you're going to be Matzliach this way. But in Chaname, there is a Mahalach of being strict, to realize that you have to be held accountable, but if Lamaisa, if that doesn't work, then you try taking the way of Ahava as well. And he suggested that's the pshat we say Kirachei Mov Al Bonim. We say Kirachei Mov Al Bonim. We beseech Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, have Rachmonis on us in the same way that a father, Kirachei Mov Al Bonim, like a father has Rachmonis on his son. Why not mother? Why father? Why Kirachei Mov? Why not Kirachei Eim Al Bonim? So Matisyoi says, because Kirachei Eim Al Bonim, the mother Bechlal doesn't like to punish. She only uses Ahava. Sofka Sofa Kodesh Baruch Hu does have Midas Adin. So Mamela, so the Mahalach is, you try, right, firmness, you try also a mahalach of strictness, right, to a degree, and then to follow it up with a havo. That's the Ian of Kirachim of Abonin. And he says that if a father cannot find love, only punishment, then how can he turn around and he davens to Hashem and he says, Kirachim of Abonin, kein terachim Hashem aleinu. The same way like a father's rachmonis to a son, di alayin hotzach nishachmonis. You yourself are not practicing that. You yourself are continuously strict. You are using your authority to the nth degree. And now you're turning around. You want Hashem to have rachmonis on you and on us. Kirachim of Abonim. You yourself as a father are not doing that. So in order to have validity, that our tefillah should be meaningful, and to have the koyach, is to, again, volachta bedrochov, to emulate the ways of Hashem and the way that Hashem conducts himself. I'd like to show you, if you take a look at the sheet now, that we have here two interesting items. One item is from the Michta Milio, is from Rav Dessler. As you see, it's in Chela Gimel. It's on page 352 there. It was a letter written Tov Shin Ches, 1948. We don't have this whole letter. It'd be too long. But we took out, which I believe is the Tamsis of the message of Rav Dessler. If we take a look, you can see, it's Yoim Hei, it's Parshas Kisovoi, Tachash, it's Tov Shin Ches Geitzet. He's writing this, he was away from the yeshiva. So he's writing a letter to the Bnei Yeshiva. He's writing, Yedidai, Chavivi, Yoishvi, Seis, Lavavi, those that are in the recesses of my heart, expresses the love that he has to his Talmidim. Chavrei HaYeshiva HaGdoishim, Hashem Yishmerem V'Yechayeyem. Hine Ereshem Lechem Bekan Inyan Borur Uboher. I want to here basically make some notes, which is very clear. Vuhu Noi Ramoid. You hear what he says? It is awesome. Yepshili Bishumoy from the Harachais. It's not possible for me now to go into a long assessment. Ach Ma'ashe Oiz Chefzi Lichta Voice Alechem. But he said, but being that I have such a desire to write to you, Terem Yemeyadin, before Yemeyadin, it's a Pashas Kesavi, before Rosh Hashanah. So he needed Rosh Hashanah, so I'll write it Bekitzer. Matosik Kosov Bisforam Agdoshim, he says. I found it written, says Rav Dessler in Sforam Agdoshim, Ki Atam Asher Bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Asholoim. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Rabbi Shalom by the Chet O'Egel, he says, Hareini no eskevoidcho. Moshe Rabbeinu requested from Hashem to be able to see Hashem. Hareinu no eskevoidcho. He asked this, you know when he asked this? When did he ask that? Tekev acher slichas masa ho'egel. It was after the maisa ho'egel. Why is this tefillah, hareinu no, after the chet, after such a tremendous chet, chet ho'egel? How is it that now Moshe Rabbeinu decides this tremendous request? Hashem, show me your glory. I want to see you, Hashem, after the chet ho'egel. If anything, before the chet ho'egel, at the time Hashem would be in a better mood. But not after the chet ho'egel. What is Harein and Oz Kevoidcho? So he says, I saw in Sforam HaKdoshim, Ki Besoid Harein Ho'af, because when there is great anger, as it was at the time of the Chet Oegel, Oz Mizgalgalim Rachmi Merubim Yoyser Me'ilu Lohoya Harein Af Klal. In other words, when there is Harein Af, great Harein Af, the healing actually generates Rachmim to a greater degree that even existed before the Harein Af. The fact that there existed a charoinaf, the fact that there existed wrath in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards will bring rachmim into the world to a much greater degree than if it would never have been charoinaf. Interesting. The refuah makes you more healthier than before you got sick. The refuah makes you healthier than even before you got sick. Before you got sick, there was a midah of rachmim. But after charoinaf, we have rachmim being generated to a much greater degree that did not exist before the charoinaf. And look what he says here. V'ayin b'sefer Torah Devorah. It's mamish what we're learning now. Rav Dessler there brings down the sefer Torah Devorah. B'midas lehechzik ladapoy. That's the fifth midah. Hashem does not retain his wrath eternally. V'kvar debarnu b'zed over nifle b'divra Torah Devorah. He says, we already in the past discussed this piece of Torah Devorah, says Rav Dessler. Kishayinu yachad b'shon ha'shavra. Last year, so it must have been 1947, he says. Last year we discussed this Torah Devorah. There's more to be said. Nistakel no bedovar heitif. Let's analyze it. Lechayre, he says, Kashem Yisborach goyzer yisurim. Lechayre, one would think on the surface, one would assume when Hashem decrees pain, what's it for? There's a purpose. And that is, Hayne sheyilmedu mehem, we should learn from that, v'yasu tshuva. Umi she'ein achoyzer b'tshuva, and if one, in spite of the pain, still is not choyzer b'tshuva, what would one assume? One would assume is ein lo yatikva. There's no hope for him. That's what one would assume. Hashem is giving you yisurim in order to marry you to tshuva. It's a helpnish. So the answer would be inevitable. What is the answer? So there's no hope for him. What hope can there be? Hashem tried, sent you yisurim, and lamaisa didn't meet its mark. Komor, as the pasuk says, lishov hikisi et b'neichem. It was in vain. Right? That I have smitten your sons, Musa lo lekochu, and they did not take any Musar. However, says Rav Dessler, it is not so. If the Yisurim didn't help, it's not the end of hope. Aval yesh oid etzah, because there's a second etzah. What is the second etzah? Hashem tried already. You know what the second etzah is? The opposite direction. The Hainish Hashem Yisborach, Pisoi misnaheg berachimim gedoyle, lemala mikol ashorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now will in turn exercise midas harachmim, and not stam midas harachmim. Midas harachmim beyond any imagination, beyond any understanding. Such a tremendous degree of rachmim that it has to move you to see this contrast. Here you had yisurim, here you're confronted with yisurim, here you're confronted with all of the problems, and you didn't do tshuva, and all of a sudden you find yourself now being showered with so much goodness, with so much rachmim, beyond imagination. And even those people did not learn from the Yisurim. This now opened the big door. Why? Because all of a sudden he sees the Hanhoge, which is diametrically opposed, mamish, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. He sees his hapchus min hakotze lakotze, miktei ha-yisurim liktei ha-nachas. From Yisurim, turn into nachas. But not stand, you know, from a little bit of Yisurim to a little bit of nachas. From amazing Yisurim, from immense Yisurim, to an enormous, enormous, enormous amount of nachas. This clearly, a person stands to reason, with a little bit of seichel, sees what's happening here. How can we have it overturned? Mamish, the wheel turned completely, completely. You have such a revolution. A person has to be awakened. Kimas Hashem Hema. There's a Mas Hashem taking place over here. It's not just small changes, you know, that you can sort of attribute it to just a chance. Because you see the tremendous change in Akotze La Akotze. And therefore, even a person that did not do tshuva because of the Yisurim, Ulai Yoshuv Biroisoya Chasodim Agdoilim. Mail the tshuva when he sees the tremendous chasodim. The yargish bohem the flois. Sometimes you have a Yeshua to say, okay, look, I was lucky today. But let's say you're lucky in a way that's beyond comprehension, in a way that it doesn't make sense. So then that, it should move you. It should move you. It should jolt your mind that something's happening. There's some intervention being. That, says Rav Dessler, that's going to be the upshot. From a matzav of Yisurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the midah then on the other side. If this didn't work to be married to tshuva, that you're going to have a hanhogim in akotze lakotze completely, completely on the other side of the spectrum. Tremendous chasodim. Loi herzig, that's the gather of loi herzig lad apoy. Ki kol midah shal hanhoges Hashem Yisborach ene b'shul ha-gashmiyas. When Hashem gives you all of these chasodim, it's not because He wants to fill you with gashmiyas. The purpose is that you should learn from that. You should learn from that. V'yalu b'ruchnis. And as a result, you will rise up back to ruchnis. And he points out further. He says, look at the Yalkut Shemoyni. Yalkut Shemoyni has been used a lot, you know. We see many of the predictions taking place in the world, you know, with all the Muslim problems. Some have decided to predict even the World Trade Center situation. They found certain references in the Yalkut Shemoyni that talked about buildings being toppled and so on and so forth, which was mentioned, by the way, in the Yalkut Shemoyni. At the time when it happened, there was these papers of facsimiles of pictures of this Yalkut Shemoyni being shown around all over. Here's another Yalkut Shemoyni. Talks about the Yisrael Oisim Tshuva Nigolim. If you do Tshuva, the Gula will happen. V'imlav Ein Nigolim. However, Hashem will bring you to Tshuva. Without Tshuva, you can't have Gula. But the Boishim will bring you to Tshuva. How? Then it says, V'ein Oisim Tshuva, Ela Metoich HaTiltul. In other words, unfortunately, you may have to wander. Metoich HaYisurim. Metoich Shein LaMichya. Or maybe economic problems, and so on and so forth. And then it says, then it says, they will not do tshuva until Eliyahu comes, which means Eliyahu will come before they do tshuva. So the Tumoye, he says, how do we understand that? In other words, if the Yisurim still didn't help you, then how can Eliyahu come? Eliyahu, that ushers in the Gula. You just told me that the Gula cannot happen unless you do tshuva. If the Yisurim didn't help, they're still not doing tshuva. So what do you mean? Eliyahu will come and then they'll do tshuva. Elo, says Rav Dessler, Eliyahu, that's the chasodim. That's the other etzer. First we have Yisurim to try to be motivating you to tshuva. And if the end result is that Yisurim still will not succeed in being Me'er Klausel to tshuva, Eliyahu will come. Eliyahu will be the Atzchal to the Gula. Eliyahu is not yet Mashiach. Eliyahu is the Hatzchol of Gula, which will recognize then the tremendous chasodim of Hashem. Elo the chasodim gedoyim, the tremendous chasodim of Hashem, ulai eschalte de gula tiyakoidem atshuva. Ubezei yishmu lekoil Eliyahu vechoizrim b'tshuva. And Elo, this will ultimately bring you to tshuva. So again, so this is the idea. These are the mahalchim that we see. And so understand that this is the mahalach of Hashem deals, and therefore this is the valachta bedrochov, that we should recognize the follow b'derech Hashem also in the same ways. That even as he said, when you see chamoyer soinacho, which is the chamoyer of the soiner, someone that you hate because he did an aveira, he said, no, ozoiv tazav imoy. What is ozoiv tami? See that your anger subsides. See that your anger, because utilizing the midah of ahava, by being mekar of him, this might work. This might bring him to tshuva. So let's just conclude with the words of the Tanya. Mami, just a few lines here, because who can say it better? The Tanya says in Perek Lamed Beis, the Tanya Mamish talks about this Gemara. The Gemara talks about You're hating a Yid because he did an Aveira. Are we allowed to hate a Yid? Are we allowed to hate a Yid? He did an Aveira. What should be the attitude between Odom L'Chaveira? What should be the attitude?
Says the Tanya, Umashi Kosa B'Gimorah Shemishiroye B'Chaveira Shechoto Mitzvah L'Shnoisoy.
When the Gemara says, when you see your chaver sinning, there's a mitzvah, matter of fact, Loshon Gemara is a mitzvah l'snoisoi. Not only that, v'gam loymer l'rabo ishisnei, also tell his teacher, also to hate him. So first says the Tanya, hayne b'chaveiroi b'toyre mitzvahs. First the Tanya says, the idea that it says mitzvah l'snoisoi is a person who should know better. He's chaveiroi b'toyre mitzvahs. He knows he's doing wrong. He studied. He knows what Torah is about. He knows what mitzvahs is about. And you already tried to give him mussar. In other words, im she'itcha b'tayru b'mitzvahs. Amisacha is a connection of combination of two words. Im she'itcha, someone who is basically with you, means someone who knows what Torah mitzvahs is all about. Vaval piken lo yishov mechato'oi, k'mo shekosa v'sefer charedim. So in that case, if someone, in spite of everything, still insists of being a sinner, right, a repetitive sinner, so then mitzvah is noisar. But someone who is not on your level at all. The Eina Mekura, that's like. In other words, someone who Bechlal does not know any better. Someone does not know any better? That's the Mekarim Zan. But by the hand, you have to be Mekarim. Hine alzeh omer hilal azokin, hevi metalmidev shalahar, and oyev shulim, v'roidev shulim. Oyev es abriyois, umekarvon l'teire. What does it mean, oyev es abriyois? The Tanya says, this loshen es abriyois, he says, is not just Belosh Mikra. Brios means he's a creature. He means that if someone is not a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, the only mila that he has is that he was created by Hashem. Brio. If someone is not a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, the only mila he has is that he was created by Hashem. He's also part of Hashem's creatures. That's what Brios means. You have to be Mekarvin. Such a person, you have to be Mekarvin. As he points out, Oyev is a Brios and Mekarvin L'Torah Loimah She'afa Rechoykim M'Torah Hashem Avedosoy. Those who are distant, who are far from Torah Hashem, v'lechein nikru b'shem briyos b'alma. That's what they're called, briyos. All the Irish creatures. Tzorich lemoshchon, we should try to attract them b'chavlei avoyis ha'ahava, with the ropes of ahava, with the emotion of ahava. V'kulahai v'ulai, and maybe more and more yuchal lekarvon, possibly through this way, l'Torah avoyis Hashem. And then he says one more nekuda. And a moment ago, though, we said, what was a moment ago? But those who should know better, those who do have a shakas of Torah mitzvahs, and still, they continuously, consistently continue to sin, on them we said, mitzvah is noisoy. He says, it's not so poshut either. Let me explain it, says the Tanya. I'll tell you what it means. When it says mitzvah is noisoy, those that taki should know better, there's a definition to that. Vegam hamukurovim elov, even those that are really are close to you, meaning people who are basically on the same wavelength. And they were rebuked. And he still didn't do tshuva. So he said, "Shemitzvah is noisam. I want you to know mitzvah lahavim gamkein." Here's the master. Go tell a person. It's a mitzvah to hate him, it's a mitzvah to love him. How do you explain that? How can you do both? How can you have two contradictory, right, emotions at the same time to the same person? Mitzvah is noisoy, says the Tanya. Yes, mitzvah is noisoy, but mitzvah to love him. How? He explains it. He says, ushteyem henemis. Both are true. You know how? Sina, the hate, is not to the person. Sina is mitzad harashabem, because of the chelik ra. The person who sinned obviously has a chelik ra. Because of the chelik ra, you hate the chelik ra. The evil part you hate, not the etzem of the person. So that's mitzvah is noisoy. But ahava is mitzad b'chinis ha-toiv ha-gonu shebehem, because of the toiv that's hidden in each and every yid. Because shehu nitzu tzalekushu b'toicham, he has a spark of godliness in him. Every yid has an ishama, which is a chelik al-kaim imal. That's a chelik ha-toiv. So when we say to this yid, there's a mitzvah l'snoi, so you hate the bad part, you hate the evil part, but you love the chelik ha-toiv. So it's never shaykh to have sinah b'tachlis ha-sinah, b'tachlis ha-shleimus. Even when it's mitzvah l'snoi, so you hate your focus, like you zero in. Like radiation, you zero in on the bad part, on the chelik hara. But there's always a chelik hatoiv, and for that chelik hatoiv, there's still the mitzvah to love him. That is the mahalach of the yid, and Bez Hashem, we should be zoiche to touch a little bit, to come closer, to be bishleimus in these midas.